All right, we're starting at the minute mark. You ready?
And
action! I don't know how to have that podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Brandon. This is Josh. Say hey, Josh.
Hello.
So we are currently in quarantine, bored as hell. So we decided to make a little random podcast because we're bored.
This is our quarantine series, actually. Quarantine day one.
Yeah. We've been
podcast day.
We've been in the quarantine for a hot second, but yeah. So I guess we're in quarantine because of good old Corona. This is honestly crazy. Like, it feels like The Walking Dead is about to come out any moment. Like, I feel like I'm about to like walk outside and I hear like the Black Ops 2 zombies just start screaming. I gotta start running and start like repairing doors and stuff to get that cash.
Yeah, you see, the thing is though, it's a lot less scary with what the zombies from The Walking Dead had to offer, because all of them bitches just gotta bite you. Coronavirus,
it's invisible. It's literally invisible.
It's like spit, anything, all the normal things that people do: sneeze, cough, touch you, handshakes. Mm-hmm. That's a silent killer. I would know if a walker was coming. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's just, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's just like, it can be so dangerous, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm not gonna lie. At first, I was joking about it. Like, I was making all these like jokes and like memes about it. I mean, I still make like jokes on my Snapchat story, but I wasn't taking it serious. Like, I remember I came home from Birmingham when I got forced to move out from college. I came back. My mom was like, "Okay, take your shoes off, wash your hands right when you get in." Like, saying all that stuff. And I'm like, you were there with me, Josh. We both walked in. And mom was like, we both thought of my mom because like she's like acting crazy.
Yeah, that was.
That was the beginning, and like, look at us now. Like, you walk downstairs today, and you're like covered up head to toe in some kind of cloth, preventing yourself from getting sick for some reason.
Yeah, I feel like that was the only way I would be able to walk down your stairs without your mom eating me alive about how infectious I am towards everything in your house.
Okay,
she acted like I was the reason Corona was on the planet.
you are redheaded, so.
Okay, yeah, redheaded guy. Always look
proud. See, I have a theory that the redheaded people of the world created Corona. just out of spite, because we've been giving like so much shit to redheads for the past centuries.
Dude, yeah, we were tortured because they thought we were witches and shit. And then they starved us, and then they enslaved us.
Enslaved? Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, the Irish were enslaved. You didn't know that?
Nah.
I mean, we didn't really give a fuck. We didn't really give a fuck because we had alcohol, but
hey, the Irish, man.
Yeah, the Irish were enslaved, yes. First, actually. Have you seen that commercial where it's like how people, like, when people talk about, or like, what racist people say when they say they're not racist? And it was like an Irish guy, and he goes, "My people were enslaved first, actually." So, yeah. Like, apparently black people do not like it when we say that.
No, it's like that one kid who's like put like all in a politics and history class in high school, and like you're talking about like you're like the slavery chapter, and he raises his hand, and you're like, you know, he's got to say some like semi racist shit and like start a riot in class. He's like, "Well, actually, Africans were not the first ones enslaved," or something like that. Like, you know, like it's about to go down.
Yeah, I don't mean to discredit anyone's suffering. I'm just saying.
Okay. Were you that kid?
It happened.
Were you that kid?
I was not that kid. I slept in all through high school.
Ah, you're slacker.
Yeah, the only class I saw you. If I was in a class with you and I was not asleep.
Yeah, theater.
Well, 30% of the time.
Yeah, no, you were sometimes schlump in theater class.
I would be sleeping a lot. That's true.
Yeah, when Mr. Brown and Gomez ran about the Buffalo Dance.
Bro,
go sleep.
I remember.
Time to go sleep.
I remember falling asleep right in front of Mr. Brown, or theater teacher for those who don't know. And he literally woke me up because he said, "Oh my gosh, you poor thing." And it's because I was falling like dead asleep right in front of him. Like, I just couldn't help it. What he was saying was so fucking boring that I just fell asleep. I fought it as long as I could. And he was just like, "You poor thing, I must really be boring." Do you not remember that? Or were you not there or something?
I might not have been there. I don't know. Like I had, so you're all wondering, Mr. Brown's our theater teacher. We love him to death. He really we're low key theater nerds, and we hate to say it, but we are. And he was our PE teacher, and we had him like three times a day because we would take our core. We had like four, so we had four blocks, so or technically five, because we had a mini block. So we would take him for two of the blocks and a mini block, and there was a remainder of the two other main blocks for our core classes. So like for any elective space we had, we would take theater. So we had him almost like majority of the day. So like he would like go on these rants, and we were so used to like all these rants like that, we would like fall asleep mid class or like just not listen, which is a terrible thing, but still, is what happened. Like, there's been so many times I heard him like rant about like something that happened in like his second block, and like he would rant about it for like other two blocks. Like, oh, did you buy the drama two block? They're like, yeah, you told me last block, something like that. I don't know,
but well, that's what happens when you cheat the system in high school and take his class four times a day and still get all your credits for your graduation.
Hey, my GPA looked nice and mediocre because of that, so.
Dude, yes, exactly. I had a 4.2 on a regular schedule because all I took was theater.
4.2? Yeah, what was weighted?
It was, weighted was 4.0. Unweighted was 4.2.
No, like, unweighted is 4.0 and weighted is 5.0 or something like that.
No.
Ooh. I'm fairly sure, because, like, or weighted is 5.0, unweighted is 4.0. Maybe I just got a little.
Well, I remember my shit saying 4.2 unweighted.
That's physically impossible.
That's what I mean.
Wait, what?
That's my measuring stick. Like, I'm literally not even supposed to make above a 4.0 on a regular schedule, on a regular diploma.
Yeah.
So the fact that I was testing so high and making such straight A's. Like, pure 100s on everything.
I kind of regret taking AP classes. I'm not going to lie, because your boy's got test anxiety low-key, just like majority of people do. And it's, like, basically the whole, like, how AP, like, classes are structured. Like, you took AP Psych, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know what's up. Like, AP classes are, like,
I do
like,
know what's up.
Yeah, so it's, like the whole year you're learning something, whatever, and, like, doesn't matter, because, like, you're trying to get a college credit out of that. So the whole reason why you're taking AP classes are that some people like the challenge, but... Screw those people. But
hey, well, fuck like, you. I mean, what do you think I was taking AP Psych for? My only
for the
AP
college
class?
Credit? The college credit?
Yes, the college okay. credit.
But some people like, when, like, there's some kids who like strictly just because of the challenge. I'm just like, why would you do that? But anyways, so like, what basically, like, I hate the, what I hated so much is like, you would like, I don't, like, you would make an A or a B in the whole class like all year, but then you would make like a 2 on the AP exam in May and like nothing, this didn't count for college whatsoever. Like, I hated that so much. So, like, I kind of wish I didn't take them because, like, and they were a little bit harder because I remember, like, one of my AP classes I made, like, a C in, and I brought my GPA down significantly. Significantly? That's a word. There it is. But, yeah, can't stay in the AP classes. I kind of, like, and, like, honestly, there's, like, people, like, now in college, like, raising their hand and, like, and, like, calling the professor, like, oh, professor, something like that, whatever. I learned this in AP English. So basically, and like, I literally, the professor is kind of like,
yeah, fuck you. Like,
I don't
fuck
care.
You, kid.
Yeah, yeah,
we don't give
care.
A fuck.
This is college. This is college.
This is like, this is college. Yeah, everything. Like,
she went on like a little like mini tangent, and she's like, yeah, the person behind you most likely took regular English and is still in the same class as you. So, they said something along those lines. Like, I was just like sitting there, just boodling, laughing at it. Okay, come back on the high school thing. I feel so bad for like the like seniors this year, like seniors in high school, because like
Yeah, we totally went off there, didn't we? Yeah, but yeah, the seniors this year don't get to graduate. That's crazy.
I mean, it's not confirmed, but it's what looks like it's about to happen.
It is confirmed for my college. There will be no graduation ceremony in May.
Oh yeah, I'm talking about high school though, like our in our area, in the lower Alabama area. So, I just feel bad because like that like the basically the beginning of senior year, yeah, it's fun football games, but like in that middle of senior year, it sucks because I feel like you're just stuck there. Like, you get senioritis real bad, but then towards the end of your senior year, it's like a blast because you have prom, you have like all these different things like senior cookout, like all, a bunch of different like festivities like seniors can do, and they get to do none of it. Like, right now is when they start like having this fun stuff, and it's just now they're stuck at home.
Yeah, because I remember all the shit we did. We had a blast.
Oh yeah, no, like,
but now being stuck at home, like, that would be not only just stuck at home, but like literally stuck at home. Like, the government can go nowhere.
The government like you can't go anywhere.
The government has said do not walk out your door or it is a misdemeanor unless you're going to work.
Like, I saw this tweet. It was like, mom, go to your room. Me. Well, I'm already, oh, wow. Ooh. Like, mom, you're grounded. Me. Oh, okay.
Like, wow. You have so much to use against me. Yeah. No, but like, for real, the seniors, if they don't get to graduate, that would suck. On the pros, though, the ceremony, like, rehearsals are, like, so fucking terrible. Long.
It was terrible.
And awfully put together. Like, they literally look like they sat in a room and just, in 15 minutes, they're like, all right, this is a game plan. Make this long-ass line that stretches around the entire high school, completely unorganized.
Oh, I remember that.
And make sure that the students, all right,
have
keep
no
themselves
idea what's
going in on. Order. Don't tell them that it's important to keep in the same order because your name will be called in that scenario. But just let them figure that out on their own when they're all huddled out on the ball field. And then when we call them one by one for the next 6 hours, see if everything's okay. Oh, and by the way, we don't have enough room for everyone. And the chairs are missing. Okay, well, yeah. Well, it was terribly put together. And that's definitely something that they will not, like, miss. Like, I wish I never had to experience that bullshit.
I think they should get rid of Honors Day. Honors Day. I remember Honors Day or whatever it's called. It's like the day. It's like a week before graduation or a couple days before graduation. We're all in the auditorium.
Yes.
Yeah, they should get rid of that. Like, it was terribly long. It lasted like an hour and a half longer than the actual graduation lasted, and that was like a week after. Honors Day, in case anybody doesn't know, I'm sure people know what Honors Day is. It's like basically they call out like every single person that had got a scholarship from any school, no matter if they accepted it or not. So basically it's like you're like bragging about yourself, but no one cares about like other people's like scholarships really. It's more just about like doing it for yourself. I don't know. It's a waste of time. It lasts like 5 hours. Like there's like you don't get to throw your cap up. It's like at the end, so like nothing's really fun about it. It's just like you sit there in a hot auditorium that's like maxed out in seating, listening to people how much money they made off their academic scholarships in total and stuff like that. Like, I was like, I don't care that someone went to I got a 5,000 scholarship from Northwest Virginia University. Like, I don't care.
Yeah. And then that Asian kid gets up there and then bitches fucking read off 12 fucking scholarships that they have received accepted. The smart ass Asian kid that comes up.
Hey, you know, I got a little bit of Asian in me. You know what I'm saying? Filipino dad. That's why I'm mediocre.
You have a lot of Asian in you.
That's why. If I didn't have like the Asian brain, I swear I'd be like, just not in college whatsoever. I would be a window licker or like a mouth breather for sure, no doubt in my mind. But I'm trying to think of like all the crazy stuff that happened in high school, like. Keeping it like where we won't get ourselves in trouble. Let's see. Do you remember anything like crazy things we did together in high school? There's like plenty like small stuff, like any like big picture stuff. Oh, you lived with me for like a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
that was pretty sick. Imagine waking up to your like waking up in the same room as your best friend, getting ready for go to school, then skip the class because you got it like going.
Yeah. That was a lot of people, actually. I'm sure.
Oh yeah,
We definitely decided not to go a lot. Like I had perfect attendance until I was staying with you.
We wake up and it'll be like 6 o'clock in the morning. Be like, hey man, sleep in. Then wake up around 8. Go get some Chick-fil-A. Then roll up the second block.
It was really that. It was really the McDonald's and the Chick-fil-A that we just had to have. Like,
hey,
there was no exception.
Yo, if I didn't have my minis, bro, in the beginning of the morning, it was over. It was over.
Terrible
day. It was gonna be a terrible day. Yeah, for sure. Like, one time, I don't know where I'm going with this, but I remember like one time, and I skipped like my math class. It was like first block. It was like this my senior year. I skipped my math class. It was first block, so I never went to it for like 2 weeks straight. And I come to class and like my teacher, like, she was like, I've know what you've been doing. I was like, what? I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, yeah, I saw your truck in the morning in the parking lot when you're supposed to be at my class or something like that. Like, she basically saw me skipping class. She's like, I don't know what you're doing in there, blah, blah, blah. Like, if you skip one more class, I'm going to talk to the supervisor, to the assistant principal or whatever. I was like, okay. So I gladly did not miss any more classes because I mean, I wasn't doing anything bad in my truck. I was just sleeping. But I think she thought I was doing, like, heroin or something. That's what, like,
go to. Yeah, we just sniff out some cocaine each morning right after our minis and our McDonald's coffee.
Woo, do a line, then algebra 2, baby. Let's go.
So just a light dusting.
It's a little light dusting.
That's I need it for pre-cal.
That's how I ran my drug empire in the first block in the morning, selling massive amounts of cocaine and heroin.
Hey, there was, in her defense, there was a lot of people, like, waking and baking in fucking our parking lot.
Weed, but like, I think she had, like, I don't know. Oh, dude, there's some people who got, like,
trouble. And cigarette, weed. Like, what the fuck? How did these kids get away with it? Hear what?
I heard, like, a high-pitched noise. But anyways, yeah, there's some kids who would walk in zoinked. And I was like, how do you do this? Like, how do you function like that? Hey, but they did it. Those are the kids who actually were top 10.
Bro, I don't even know how you would function. How do you walk? Like, how would you walk into class baked?
I'm not brave enough for that. I could not partake in the devil's lettuce, then go to school. Couldn't do it.
How would you do algebra?
Nor have I ever. Algebra, honestly, I feel like it's one of those things where you have to have a different mindset to do. Not algebra, but like calculus, anything like that. You have to have like a different mindset to understand it. That's it. It's not made for a typical human brain, and it's not.
No, my favorite part of the mornings was watching the emo kids stand in front of their Prius and Pontiacs and their Kias. So low to the ground, had their anime stickers on them, and they'd fucking, hit their vase and then blow it into their boyfriend's or girlfriend's mouth, and they blow it out. My favorite part of the morning.
Yes. And my favorite thing was the R2C kids, like, hugging their girlfriend, and it's like, I'm not going to see them again. Like, you're about to get deployed or something.
They turn into jets and fly away. Yeah. they just turn into a jet. You remember that video? I saw that video. This dude was like R2C kids when they have to leave their girlfriend to the next class or whatever, and then he jumps off a bridge and turns into a jet and just.
Yes, I've seen that. Honestly, JRTC kid memes.
You know, me, Grant, and Jonah were first year JRTC members.
Yeah, I know. I used to make fun of Grant when he would walk in freshman year, like drama one. I would salute him every time. All right, soldier, salute him.
That class is actually very hard.
Yeah, man, stepping in place, and it's really hard.
No, the tests. The exams were crazy.
What tests?
We had to take exams, and we had to take tests. We had to take tests on map reading as well and all that kind of stuff. Those were difficult to me anyway.
Why would they like try to teach like freshman map reading?
I don't know.
When half of them don't even know how to like fucking do PEMDAS.
I'm telling you, dude, it's harder than you think it is. I mean, the outside stuff's easy, like PT and all that, but the test,
I could not, like, I would get clowned by my friends if I ever did ROTC or DRTC, and like, I'll be outside the parking lot and my little, like, my short.
I hated it every minute of it. I hated every bit of that uniform, and I hated it. That's why I immediately got out of it.
Yeah, like, I remember one time I had a laser pointer, and these kids, the JRTC kids were outside, like, practicing PT or something like that. Like, their teachers weren't out there. It's just them doing it. Seemed like being goofy as usual, you know, being quirky. And I take my laser pointer. I was thinking, what if I just take my laser pointer and, like, point it around them and see they, like, get down and scream sniper or something like that? And I eventually did. I worked up the courage, and it was probably the funniest thing I've ever seen. Like, one person was just confused. Another kid literally lay down. I don't know what happened if, like, I kicked some, like, sniper PTSD Call of Duty into him. But he got down, like, on the ground. And, like, the rest of the kids, like, started laughing. And another kid bolted. So I don't know, like, what was going on in their heads. But I say mission accomplished. No pun intended.
A very good segment we just had.
How do we end up from Corona to
I don't know. We're kids? Very bad at staying on topic. Well, you know what's great? Putting two ADHD kids on a podcast.
Would most likely have ADD. I'm not diagnosed. I can't say I have.
I'm not diagnosed either. I'm
fairly sure about.
I haven't been to the doctor since I was 6. So,
hey man, roll tide.
Roll tide on them coroners.
Okay, what kind of kid were you in middle school? I think we probably talked about this a few times, but what kind of kid were you in
middle school? I don't even know, dude. It's hard. I wasn't like one thing. Like every week,
I was the highlighter.
Every week, I was something different. The highlighter sniffer.
I was a highlighter kid. Not sniffer. I was a highlighter kid. I dressed like an all highlighter, like neon. Yeah,
every athlete in middle school.
And I had like the basketball shorts that came down like halfway through my shin. Like they look like
those are big boy shorts.
Hey, I was a big boy in middle school too.
Yeah, those are big boy shorts.
No, actually, I was not. No, I was not a big boy. I was sadly 4'9" until like my sophomore year.
Bro, you were so short.
I was itty bitty.
I was taller than you at one point. That's so weird to think.
Yeah, I remember. You're only like an inch and a half shorter than me or something like that. Like we're basically the same height. But I remember like in middle school, like having crushes on these girls and being like, "Yo, I want to ask him out. I want to get their kick," or something like that. And
ask her out.
And then I was like, "Not yeah, ask her out or get her kick." You remember kick?
Yes, I remember kick.
And like on kick, you'd be like, if you were savvy, like you make your profile picture black or something like that. Like, do you ever do that? I did that all the time. I was like, I felt sad because Brittany broke my heart. Oh, I did that. Like, plenty of kids. We went to different middle schools. So I think our culture.
Our culture.
But our culture, even though we're like, our middle school was probably like, what, 20 miles, 15 miles away from each other? Like, not that.
No, because I only went to Causey for 1 year.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, you went to Puckett Middle School.
Yes. Or what it was called. Well, in Puckett, our elementary and our middle school are the same, building. And the other half of middle school and high school are the same building.
That's a weird thing about. I could not think about going.
Yeah, I was already in middle school.
My middle school.
I was already in middle school in fifth grade.
Yeah, I can never like sticking middle schoolers and high schoolers in the same building is a terrible.
Well,
idea.
I mean, that's all we had, bro.
That's all we had. We had mud and our integrated schools. Okay, wait. Oh, that's terrible. Wait, hold up. But yeah. Let's just act like I never said that. I can't. So, like, middle school, like, were you big on, like, were you big into Vine during middle school? Or, like, were you one of the people that, like, hopped on Vine, like, as it was dying, right? Like, right
after
Vine,
like, big watched, Vine. Like, YouTube. Big Vine. I made tons of them.
I know. Oh, me too. Like, I wish I could, like, go back to Vine. Like, I wonder if there's a way I can go back to my Vine and, like, see all, like, the dumb stuff I made on Vine. Like, I remember I did, like, a magic trick of me throwing a blanket up, and then as the blanket fell down, I was gone. Like, you can see my chubby self, like, you can hear my chubby self, like, smack the floor. Like, just, like, falling down, like, smack. Like, it was so cringy.
No, my most cringy one was, oh, crap.
Anime.
No. What? Why would you think that?
You're an anime kid.
Not really. I just liked it because my brother liked it, for real.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I like it now, but not as a kid. As a kid, I guess I did. I don't know. I didn't mind. I welcomed everything in life as a young boy. As a young lad, I was quite happy. And, cheery.
Everything in life.
Yeah, I welcomed pretty much anything.
What happened?
That was a long, long stretch. It was a long story. But just watch the Lil Peep documentary. I think that best describes me. You know?
You're a Lil Peep. Yeah. Okay.
Well.
A drug-fueled rap artist on tour with fake tour friends that possibly killed him. That's so crazy thing that Lil Peep, dude. Imagine if Lil Peep was still making music right now.
This is a whole other topic. Yeah. ADHD.
Sorry, I mean, step
your
topic.
ADD boy. Okay, so I think my very first Vine was I was like a camera was on me and I was holding a Raisin Bran up to my face and I said when your girl doesn't like Raisin Bran and then. I stepped on my balcony and pretended to jump off. I think that was my first Vine, was pretending to commit suicide because my girlfriend didn't like Raisin Bran. So, yeah.
No, stuff like that was the humor on Vine, though. Stuff on Vine today, like, or back then, would not laugh.
Yeah,
today.
Like, they would copy.
Guidelines
would eat that shit up real quick.
Yeah. You remember, like all the Vines, like, white people be like, duh, duh, duh. Black people be like,
yeah,
duh, duh, duh,
yeah,
stuff
that
like
would
that.
Never fly now.
Or, like a female would, like, walk, like, pat on the sidewalk and another guy walked the opposite direction. He would turn around and be like, damn! Or
yeah,
that would never
work.
Staring at her butt.
Never work today. You would literally just get jumped.
Yeah, Vine comedy.
You get jumped by all the British literature feminists in college and, All that good stuff.
That's oddly specific. Are you? What's going on?
It is oddly specific because I've noticed. Okay, this is where I need to tread lightly. I've noticed. Okay, how it is most likely possible that many literature professors at South are liberal and feminist, very very like not just feminist, but like radically feminist, like extremists, like in yeah. British literature. All we're reading are just straight women authors. And she says every core subject of the books are women as subjects and men as objects. And, like, she'll talk about that main theme, like, through every single book. What? And I'm just like, so at least I know how to write to her. Like, just say how much women suffer from the hands of men in all these books and how they overcome it. And you'll get an A in the class. And it shows hey, it. No, I swear, works, like, works. Anybody can get mad for what I can say about the radical feminism taking over my university, but I'm getting A's on those hoes, and I'm writing it like a radical feminist, and that's all I gotta say.
Did you say A's on those hoes? That's so derogatory. Wow. Do you hate women, huh?
Dude, huh? I'm telling you, that's exactly wow. what would happen.
What do you do next, huh? Do you want women to lose their right to vote, huh? Yeah, they're gonna lose their right to vote now. That's what you want, huh? I know, I'm losing you. I'm losing you. I think I lost your. No. I think I lost your joke. Oh no, that's okay. Got a little of that. Got a little of that quarantine.
Right. I think 30 minutes is good for us for our first run, because I'm getting like 80 calls. I'm getting like 80 calls as well.
I think so.
My mom's calling me actually. I don't know why.
Right, Joshua, you stop.
I'm a radical feminist. I'm not gonna. Okay.
Oh my god.
All right, this has been this has been BJ's podcast. If you want a BJ, come to our podcast.
Well, there goes keeping it clean. All right, buddy.
See
you. Adios. See everybody next time.